This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today from this moment on is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
You got your mic on and everything.
Look at that.
We're off to a good start today on the show.
Well, a lot of times I no-look the on
show.
Button, and I really shouldn't.
Yeah, don't no-look.
I'm like white chocolate. I'm throwing no-look passes, and sometimes it's great, and other times, dude, it goes into the third row.
Take nothing for granted.
No, I really should look over there and watch my stubby little finger hit the on button, because too many times, misfire.
Well, I'm just waiting for, it's a little inside baseball here, but right above our on button for our microphones.
Yeah.
Is the what is called the talk back button.
See it right there. The and TB, if you will.
It's labeled TB, stands for talk back, which means I can and Suk can talk to Buck, who's in another studio.
And it doesn't go out over the air.
Right.
And that's a square little button, little one.
Yeah, it's
smaller. And the
talk
one's a bigger one.
But they're right next to each other, and I just keep waiting for the moment where I am not paying attention or just in a rush. Yeah. And I need to say something to Buck, and I yell at him, and I cuss at him, and I hit the mic on instead of the talk back.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
It's amazing that that hasn't happened yet.
Seriously, it is a bit of a shocker, especially if you take the Sukanic approach and you try to no-look it. Don't do that. You really got.
Yeah, you've got to be aware.
You got to be aware.
More or less shocking than catching a Motley Crue MF-er in the heart of the club.
That was. I was shocked.
Yeah. It was pretty jarring. I was too.
I felt bad for the kids having to hear that.
Yes.
You know,
on the app. Yeah, it's won't tough. Someone think of the little bratty kids who have never heard the app? I love that when some parent is like, "Oh my!" Like as if your kid does not hear that word 30 times a day, probably from their little rat friends. Kids are awful. If your kid has a phone, and they do, they have heard and seen way more than you can possibly comprehend. It's just the way it is.
I think that's right. Yeah. Well, big show.
Yeah, happy Friday.
Yeah, thanks. It is a Friday. Nice day. Nice
yes!
fall day today.
Crisp.
Yeah.
Crisp day.
It feels like football. Feels like the fall classic.
It feels like the boys of fall is
World
what it
Series.
Feels like.
Yeah, it
you
really
know, if
does.
A producer was paying attention...
He's looking for it. There it is. There it is. You're so right. We should have opened with this today.
Yeah.
Wait, we are.
This is that sort of day.
It really is.
It's all just sway
together. The colors.
Sway together.
This is really dumb, but this is how my producer brain works. I was getting out of the car today and thinking, I got to find a way to squeeze in some Boys of Fall today. Maybe going into our poll question, but no, it was called for before I even got there.
Yeah, you didn't need to do that.
That's right.
We're all over
this. We're all feeling it. That's right. We're slinging mud and grass and helmets, cleats, and shoulder pads, whatever the hell he's talking about.
Well, enjoy it, because the apparently the rain is coming tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Even better. Love it. Yeah. I got the yard cut. I'm good.
Joey Harrington is on today. 5:30. Mm-hmm. We will have him on to talk about Illinois.
Illinois. That is a top 20 matchup that has zero juice to it whatsoever. None.
It's one of those games where no one's really giving it much thought.
No. It's a top 20.
But.
It's a top 20 matchup.
But. Well, it's one of those where you don't really give it much thought. You're not really worried about it. Mm-hmm. But you are so open to the idea that, hey, the country needs to get to a TV because Illinois and Oregon is coming down to the wire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Absolutely. It's one of those games. But nobody really thinks that's going to happen.
No.
But it's certainly there. And quite frankly, if I may.
You may.
Here live on the yes. radio, say that this week's slate of college football games mm-hmm. is chock full of games like that.
Absolutely.
There's like 10 of them.
Yeah.
That are like, well, I don't, they probably won't lose that. But it's like Texas going to Vandy mm-hmm. or, you know. That this week there are going to be some of those shockers, and
this has that week six feel where no one thought it was going to be a good week, and then yeah. Vandy exactly. got Alabama exactly. and Arkansas got Tennessee.
Wait till Florida State catches Miami.
Yeah,
like right.
I thought about that too.
Florida State's 1-6.
Yeah, they're awful.
They're just dog ass, and yet you're sitting there, in Miami. Miami's given 21 away. I don't know why. I just have like this weird gut feeling that Florida State is going to
their Super Bowl, right?
They're going to give them the scroogey. And then we're going to have to sit there and be like, oh, Mario Cristobal. BYU, who's undefeated, by the way,
yeah.
they're playing Central Florida, who's lost 4 in a row. Do you know what that line is?
It stinks to high heaven.
Central Florida is favored.
Say 3.
Central Florida is favored.
Over BYU?
Yes.
Really?
BYU is 7-0 going on the road to Central Florida, who has lost not one. Not two, not three, 4 in a row.
Jeez.
They have lost to Colorado, Florida, Cincinnati, and Iowa State, and BYU is catching points, which probably means that BYU is going to lose because Vegas is daring you, you to take BYU.
I guess wow. UCF changed quarterbacks. Is that may be part of it?
Yeah. But. Well, and to be fair, those four losses are, well, the Colorado one was a blowout, but it was fairly close against Florida, close against Cincinnati, close against Iowa State. So maybe it's like, hey, they're just due. But yeah, it's weird. We got Navy and Notre Dame. Navy's undefeated. We got that one. We got a good one tonight. Actually, tonight, we got the World Series, so I won't be watching this. But normally, Boise State, UNLV, I would check that out.
I think you can, though, because World Series starts at 5, and that one doesn't start till 7:30. So you'll get a good chunk of that one in.
That's true.
If you get like a 3-hour ball game.
Yeah, it's the second half.
What about Rutgers USC?
That's part of the Fox doubleheader. It airs right after the World Series.
I was reading about the World Series today.
Yeah.
And you know what's going on tonight in L.A.? Big night in L.A. You know how Wednesday was a big night in Portland?
Yeah. We love our Wednesdays.
We love our Wednesdays. We had the Timbers. We had the Blazers.
Yeah, and they both laid a giant heaping
steaming turd.
Steaming
yeah, it was bad.
Smelly egg.
Yeah.
In LA tonight, you have Dodgers Yankees World Series Game 1, which is amazing.
Let's go.
You have Lakers Suns.
Yeah.
You have USC hosting Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And you have two huge high school football games. Apparently, Garfield Roosevelt is a big game mm-hmm. and Bosco. And I always screw this up.
St. John's Bosco and
Modern Day. Yeah.
Yeah, now
the Mater D.
Yeah. The Mater D.
Bosco Modern Day is a massive private school matchup.
All of that is going on tonight in Los Angeles.
I saw there are offshore betting lines for those high school games tonight.
Oh ooh. Yeah.
Now, well, how easily could you corrupt a high school football
I don't
football
know,
game?
But I find that a little jarring.
Yeah, I would
You
think
can bet on high school football? That's legal?
Offshore. It's like I saw like a gambling account said, like, what are we doing? There's high school games available if you're betting offshore. And they had a screenshot of one of the interfaces.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's one of those. If you just go to the game and you kind of mill around out front with a couple of hundy in your pocket, you're probably going to take some action. Better be able to pay that bet off.
Dusty says there are people down in the Southern Oregon area that used to make odds at bars and they take bets on the high school games.
Yeah. You can bet on anything.
Yeah. I wonder how often that happens in a community.
A lot. Yeah. If you're, because I know guys that grew up in big cities. Like, if you know someone that grew up in Philadelphia or New York or whatever, everyone has a local neighborhood bookie. And it's not like a Sopranos sort of thing. They just neighborhood bookies are still a thing. Now, I think they're becoming less and less because obviously legalized gambling is pretty much taking over. But when you want to lay a sawbuck down on a local high school team, I mean, in Miami, down in Florida, they have a big gambling ring on youth football. We've talked about that. Down in South Florida, gambling on peewee football is a big deal. I mean, that's, you want to talk about that you've got a problem. You're laying some action down on some 8-year-olds? I mean,
hey, if there's money to be made, I'm in.
I guess. It's a little problematic. Like betting on the presidential election.
I don't know, that stuff it is, like that. Because they don't know any different. The little kids, right?
Dude, that's weird.
So, well, that's all kinds, it might of weird. Be weird, but hey, if I can, you know, there's probably some value. Probably some value out there.
If I,
because you've got a very a large disparity in talent.
If I came to you,
it's all about analytics.
If I came to you and said, Rob, I got a lock.
I'm in.
I got a lock.
You got it.
The Tulatin.
Take
the
that
Tulatin Little Tigers.
Yeah.
The 8-year-olds.
Where? How do I pay you? Venmo?
You're telling me if someone came to you and was like, dude, I guarantee you would bet.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, if I could
shove
do
that straight up your little kid ass, can I do it legally?
No. None of this stuff is legal. You can't bet on 8-year-olds.
Okay, but give me the scenario, though. Like, where, who'd I bet with?
Well, local. I come to you and I said, this is an absolute, I have inside information, inside, that this is like, this is going down, and they are going to roll. And I'm like, dude, I'm betting $1,000.
Yeah, all about it.
You want in on this? Yeah, and you're like, yeah, let's go.
Yes.
You're riding. You're riding with the 8-year-olds.
You're doing it? Why wouldn't I do it? I'm all about making money, dude. I don't care about kids.
I love it.
Kid me?
Love it.
What is it? Besides being illegal, like, who gets hurt by that?
Besides being illegal.
I mean, come on. Who cares? Yeah. The kids don't know.
I can't. I couldn't bring myself to bet on little kids.
All they care about is the little cooler of drinks after the game. That's all they care about.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you got the Capri Suns and then some orange slices.
Throw some cash in there for
them. Tell you what, there's always that one bastard parent that ruins snack for everybody because they go over the top. They bring, like, Happy Meals or, you know, they just, like, that one overzealous parent. Like, calm it down, Cookie, all right? Now you've set a bad expectation for everybody. That's why you got to be, like, the first one. You got to get sign up for the very first one so there's no expectations. Here's some granola bars and some, Capri Suns and shut up and go away.
Isaac, are you pulling up the report from our man on the streets there?
Yeah, that was Dusty. He's texting us saying that 20 years ago, the Medford Mail Tribune used to have lines printed in the Friday paper for the high school games, and local bookies would take action on it.
I love it.
It's amazing.
That is
small town America, and it's great.
But would you, if you're the bookie, would you trust those lines, or would you make your own?
I think you use them to inform your own lines.
Well,
yeah,
because like if you're the bookie, you don't want exposed, right? Like, so let's say that there's a line on Bosco, modern day.
Yeah.
And it's 7.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's piling on Bosco. Well, you got to change that. You got to make it 9, 10,
dude,
get some money on the other side. That's not how, look, this is, we're in this
modern
day's
favored by 10.5 over under a 54.5.
I feel like Rob is this is going to lead to Rob eventually starting his own local high school
it's
book.
It's not a terrible idea.
There's an angle.
If it were legal.
Dude, you could go into Laco and Westland and out there, just show up at a Central Catholic game in the parking lot of the tailgate and just like kind of, hey, anyone want some action? It'd be like that scene in Running Man. You just got like a whiteboard out there. You're just jotting some stuff down.
Well, you wouldn't see me, but you would know.
You just lurk.
If you were in the know, you would know. Like text, I'd love it if you guys were fired for a youth betting scandal. Hell yeah. I always bet it was going to be for saying the wrong thing about someone, but no, youth betting scandal, way better. Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. If we lost our jobs for that.
Yeah. How'd you lose your job? 8-year-olds. 8-year-olds, yeah, it's not what you think.
Little Timmy wouldn't keep his little mouth shut.
Yeah. Started blabbing to all his friends. Shut up, Tim. By the way, this is now confirmed. Gatorade is out. The stupid little punk kids want the Prime drinks now.
What's that?
You haven't seen the Prime? That's like the...
Is it like the new Gatorade?
It's the new Gatorade.
It is. It's the new Gatorade. I think, is it Logan Paul's company?
Yeah, it's one of the Paul brothers.
One of the Paul brothers and their dumb YouTube streamer thing. Yeah. They like, it's now become the number one energy drink in the world, or at
Are
least in
good?
America.
Anybody had them?
Nah, just...
I've tried one. It's fine. Yeah, it's just another energy drink.
Yeah, now, like Body Armor was it for a little bit. Now we've moved on to Prime and...
Gatorade, Powerade, Prime, Body Armor, they're all basically the same.
Is Gatorade an energy drink?
No.
It is a recovery
drink? It's basically sugar water. But yes, it's a recovery drink. Your energy drinks are going to be your...
What about Prime? Is that an energy drink or a recovery drink?
Again, I think those are called sports drinks.
Yeah.
Whereas the energy drinks are just caffeine.
But Gatorade's a sports drink.
Yes.
Yeah, the Prime is in the sports drink. It's not in like the Red Bull category. It's more the Gatorade category.
Yeah, that is a sports drink, a.k.a. Garbage that kids stupidly think that they need. And then the energy drinks are just like a lot of caffeine and get you all hopped up on goofballs.
Did you see that video of the Chiefs player who wants Sprite on the sideline?
No.
Dude, that is an amazing video.
Sprite?
Yeah. Well, we talked about the, who was the dad? Oh, it was in the wide receiver show on Netflix.
Oh, Amon-Ra.
Amon-Ra St. Brown's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Tells him to drink Coca-Cola.
Oh. Yeah, he's like a bodybuilder.
And... So there's a thing about this, and then this Chiefs guy, just the other day, there was a video floating around of him looking for someone to get him Sprite on the sideline.
Well, and it seemed like
sugar.
The jumping off point was that someone gave him a Sprite or some Sprite the previous week, and like he didn't even know that was an option, so his mind was blown, and basically he's like finding a trainer like, hey, can I get Sprite again like I had last week? Okay, now I need a little bit more in a cup. No, hey, does anyone have my Sprite? And like he's chasing it around the sidelines. It's a whole thing.
One guy tells him, I don't even know where we would get that.
Like, can't you just go up into the stands and have someone order you a Sprite?
The guy came up with it.
Yeah.
He had it for him.
Dude, if you're at an NFL stadium, you can come up with some Sprite or whatever the equivalent, I guess,
hey,
7-Up.
But my first thought with that was like, you're not Patrick Mahomes, dude. Stop with the writer, okay? The requests. Come on. Now, if that's Mahomes, you go get Sprite.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
I don't think this was him being like a diva. I think the previous week somebody else had it, and he was like, whoa, you can do that? I didn't even know that was possible.
Sprite.
I've never once thought about ordering a Sprite during a game.
No.
I did have a buddy of mine who never played, and he would go in at half and steal the post-game food, and he put a Snickers bar in where his thigh pad was. And then he got thrown into special teams duty, and he got the Snickers bar smashed. He forgot it was in there.
Whoops.
I did have a friend play with a Snickers bar in replace of his thigh pad. That did go down, and it was fantastic. Mm. It looked like he pooed on himself.
All right. Well, we've devolved.
Yeah, that happens.
Let's,
I've got the poo in my hands.
Let's talk World Series. That's the subject of today's poll question. We'll get you primed for that, and then we'll move on to college football next on The Fan. That's Chiefs
safety.
Safety? Brian Cook.
Want some Sprite?
He likes his Sprite during the games.
Well, I mean that sugar is one of those things, like if you, it's like the whole have a Snickers bar. There is something to sugar giving you a quick energy burst in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
So makes sense.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Why not?
And it's just delightful. Settles the stomach when you were sick. It's like, oh, I have a Sprite.
Well, I'll tell you what, Odyssey Portland's having a party today.
Yeah, right outside of our door.
I
asked them to keep it down because they're interrupting our broadcast excellence and no one seemed to care.
No, they don't. They're just taunting us.
I know.
Like just right outside.
It's ridiculous.
And they're blaring music. I don't even know what we're celebrating. I think we're celebrating the one guy who's been here like 6 weeks.
Nate's,
he's leaving.
Nate's leaving.
Bye.
Yeah. He was here a very short time.
Never even spoke to the guy.
I went to the Duck game with him. Well, I was down at the Duck game when he was there.
Okay.
I may have made fun of him. And then he quit on Monday. So...
What?
He wore a W.
He's quitting because you made fun of him?
No.
He's going to Nike.
But he was wearing a WNBA jersey at the Ducks football game, and I may have made fun of him a little bit for it.
Was it a Sabrina one?
Yeah, I think I made him pretty self-conscious. And someone was like, hey, dude, I think you're kind of hurting his feelings. So then after that, I kind of had to...
I had to
double down on it.
Come on, you cannot wear a WNBA jersey to a Duck game and not expect someone to say something.
Thank you.
But
I think Sabrina's is the only exception.
Is she playing in the game?
But this is a thing that people do. They like, you know, someone from that school, it could be a baseball jersey, it could be a basketball jersey.
Listen,
like,
wear whatever you want. Guess who's making fun of it?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's like my thing, but I get why people do it.
I get it too, but... Listen, the wrong guy to sit around or sit next to at the game is this guy right here.
Yeah,
Jason
Sook's the one you don't want to run
That's
into.
That's the one
that.
Guy you don't want to run into wearing a WNBA jersey at a Duck game.
Yeah, I'm not letting it
go. It's just not. And not only are you not going to let it go, you forced him to quit. You gave him so much stuff that he quit 2 days later.
It's all this. No. That's a causation sort of thing. He was going to quit anyways. It just happened to coincide with me making fun of him a lot.
Nate has a mean shoe game, though, I will say.
Yes, he does.
That dude is on point with his little tootsies.
His WNBA jersey game.
So Nike. I think it's funny that Nike fires like 8 million people and then all of a sudden they're hiring him.
They're hiring.
There was no one amongst the 8 billion that you just fired that could have done this job.
You know what? Somebody from Nike, the Ducks game, probably saw him repping WNBA gear and it's like, you know what? That's our guy. That's the movement we want.
Hey, it worked.
Fantastic.
Got him a job.
But anyway, they're partying out there. Yeah. But what you're seeing right now is steely focus.
That's right.
From two radio veterans.
Not going to be affected by that.
Who have FOMO. As they're out there drinking.
You want one of those Topo Chicos, don't you?
I was thinking about it. Not going to lie.
There's some pub beer out there, too. Some pub cervezas.
Yeah.
Not much of a Topo Chico man, but, you know. Hey, pub beer. Cheap fun.
I'm very much a Topo Chico man.
Are you?
Yeah. Those are delightful.
Poll question. At 1080 The Fan on X. Yesterday. Will Portland ever have nice sports things?
No.
You remember that question?
I do.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. 73% said, of course not.
That's where we're at?
That is where we're at.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I don't like that negative energy that you're bringing into the tournament, everyone. Cheer up a little bit.
Portland fans do not expect to have nice sports things.
No.
Although the mayor did come out and endorse MLB to Portland today.
Yeah, he gave it the old attaboy.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he's leaving in a couple months, but, you know.
I find it funny,
out the door now.
He's like 1.5 feetsies out the door, yeah. And he's like, oh, by the way, bring Major League Baseball to Portland.
That's great.
19% said, of course, and 8% said, already does have nice sports things.
That's me. I do think we have nice sports things.
Mm. I think we need to get Major League Baseball in order to have nice sports things.
Look, I also want Major League Baseball, but do we have nice sports things? Yes. Mm. We have had a very successful NBA team here. Mm. We have two really good soccer clubs.
By the way, did you see the Blazers lost by more without even playing?
That was amazing.
They changed the final score by one point.
The Blazers 39 instead of 38.
They were so bad the other day that the NBA came back and said, you know what?
Yeah, just
we're gonna tack one more on.
It was laughable that somehow you got blown out by one more point.
Yeah. Some sort of free throw or something that
they
didn't count.
Yeah, scoring error. I love how
they had a Warriors player going 0-for-2 from a trip to the line and he actually went 1-for-2.
Yeah. So
so they had the score wrong in the whole arena, too?
I think that's the case. I think that he made one, and they never tallied it.
Yeah.
And
Blazer fans are always like, oh, my God.
The game
got a chance.
The game was out of hand to the point where we stopped keeping score. You ever
or
do that?
At least stopped paying attention.
Dude, you're just wearing someone's ass out so bad, and someone's like, what's the score? You're like, dude, I don't know. It's like sometimes in my golf game. Like, I'm keeping score for about 6 holes, and someone's like, what did you get on that? I'm like, it doesn't matter. You know what?
Give me an X.
Yeah, exactly. Just not posting this one, so let's just...
But I thought it was just in the second quarter, though, too.
Yeah, I think it was early on.
Yeah.
Turned out it didn't matter. But it did in the final stat sheet.
So instead of losing 139 to 104, the Blazers lost 140 to 104.
Hey.
Thanks, NBA.
You got two big ones against the Pelicans. And it turns out Zion's fat butt isn't playing.
Why not?
I think he's on the Embiid plan. He's not going to play early on in the year.
And DeJounte's now out 4-6.
Yeah.
So they have Siege.
They had Siege.
And Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do they have?
But I was like, why isn't... I assumed that Zion was back. I love how we're starting the NBA season and just... We're like,
And maybe I'm just digging up an old narrative in my head, but I thought he was back and also in great shape or something. Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, he got all skinny.
At least according to reports.
Yeah. I saw photos. He looked like he was
skinny.
Why
isn't he playing?
Oh.
What a little bitch.
But they got Herb Jones and who else they got? They Ingham, Herb, CJ.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, they're playing them tonight. Yeah. And somebody said, "Would love to know what would have happened had that 1 point change affected the spread or over under." That's a good question.
Oh gosh,
what would that have done?
You imagine catching that beat?
Well, but they would already have paid the bets out. You know?
Yeah, probably.
I guess if your bet was considered a loser, they would have just then ended up sending you the cash, right? If they paid out a winner, I guess maybe they can't get it back from your account.
How would that
work?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a good question.
I don't know. Very good question.
Oh, okay. By the way, according to Sports Illustrated, 3 hours ago, Zion is available for the game. Don't know if he's going to play.
Do you think it? I was thinking about this today, and I would not put my hard-earned dollars behind this. But do you think that after watching the first game, we should just blindly bet against the Blazers until they cover? I'm not kidding. Like, they're so bad, dude.
I don't know.
The spread's only 6.
I shamefully said that at the start of the year, I thought Portland was going to surprise some people and be slightly better than what we were predicting. And then that game happened. So
there, it's just this deal where it's like the odds makers know that they're bad, but we don't really know how bad.
Yeah.
So but just, here we have a tingling feeling that they're really, really bad.
I do like where we're going with this.
So why not just
fade it until Vegas? Yeah,
until Vegas figures it out, which will be tomorrow.
There are things you can do like that at the very beginning of the season. I was listening to a podcast about this. There's a guy I think it's on the Knicks, who changed his whole shot in the offseason, and then he went 2-for-19 from 3 in the preseason. And they're like, take the under on this guy's threes every night until he proves it. Yeah. Of course, he didn't make one the first night. Going back to the well on tonight.
I just love that Chauncey's the clip from after the game. It's one game in, and he sounds like a hostage. He just... You want to talk about a guy one game in that doesn't want to be here? Buck, do you have that clip?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. It sounded like someone shot his dog.
It's one game. It's one game in an NBA season, and Chauncey's like, oh, no one played well.
I heard on Danny and Dusty, my favorite midday show.
Yeah.
Danny was saying that the Blazers are the biggest team in the league. Did you know that?
The biggest?
The tallest. Oh, really? Because Ayton, Klingon.
Oh, well. Well, know. Yeah, and Scoot's off the bench now.
I'm Grant.
Like, yeah, I mean, they're really only playing one true guard, and that's Ant.
Yeah, because they were talking about this game going, well, the Blazers, you know, have such a size advantage on the Pelicans. Not that it matters. Yeah.
All right, here was Chauncey as if the entire season ended after one night.
I thought their second unit came in and played so fast. And they were just kind of all over the place. We were spinning like a top, you know, trying to run back to a matchup as opposed to just run back to a man. And they had a huge quarter, you know, on us, opened the game up, and had another huge quarter in the third quarter. So we just couldn't keep up. But it was very disappointing. I didn't think anybody I didn't think one guy on our team played well in the game.
Oh, my God.
It's game one.
Oh, hold on to that clip, will you?
Inspiring stuff, yeah.
Because I think we need to revisit that at the beginning of each month.
And just redo that.
And compare.
I feel like there might be some drops in there.
Yeah, I did not think about that because Simons is like, what, 6'1", 6'2"?
I think he might even be 6'3".
Are they doing the 6'3"? Dude, he's not 6'3". They listed Dame at 6'3". I'm 6'3". Dame wasn't 6'3". Whatever Simons is. So we'll give him 6'2". But everyone else, right? Tamari, Denny, Grant, Ayton. Yeah, those guys are all 6'7" plus.
Biggest team in the league, baby.
How about that?
Going to win 8 games. But biggest.
Going to that lake.
All right. Well, let's pause, and when we come back, we'll get today's poll question in. It pertains to the World Series, and we'll talk a little World Series with the Yankees Dodgers game one tonight. That's next. Here's Buck.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to roll through the sexy college football weekend that lies ahead. 5:30, Joey Harrington will join us to discuss Oregon, Illinois. But poll question today on X at 1080 The Fan, we are asking you, who will you root for in the World Series? Yankees, Dodgers, or both can pound sand?
There's only one answer to this question, and that is go Dodgers.
Well, to me, there's only one answer to this question, and it's both can pound sand, but I will be rooting for the Dodgers. You're right. I'm okay with rooting for the Dodgers for one reason and one reason only.
Shohei Ohtani, right?
And that is Shohei Ohtani.
Yes. I find him to be...
Outside of... If he weren't on that team,
yeah,
I can't... I mean, I'd watch. I like the World Series. I think it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great players, big stars.
Really big stars.
But... I don't need a rooting interest. I just watch it. But I think now I really want the Yankees to lose. They beat my Royals.
Yep.
And I love Shohei. And I want, you know, it's funny with Shohei Ohtani. If you think about it, how great he is, but really like the crowning moment
mm-hmm.
that we have of him so far is probably the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
striking out Mike Trout.
Stars.
Well, I mean the 50-50.
That was big.
That was big.
But I don't remember. Like, what?
Because he went like 6 for 6 in that game, and it was an iconic.
6 for 6, yeah. And if I'm not
three
mistaken,
homers, right?
The home run was the, you know, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, that was a.
Down the
that
line,
was one of the most incredible regular season performances I've ever seen.
It was. It was awesome. But I got to tell you, I think the World Baseball Classic moment is probably his most recognized moment.
Yeah, well, the MVP stuff, obviously, was with the Angels, and they were terrible. If he finishes this thing off with, you know, the elbow surgery, again, not being able to pitch, people like, why are they paying him $700 million? No way he can live up to it. And then he goes out, has another MVP year, which he's going to win the MVP. It's not a debate. He's going to win another MVP, and if he leads the Dodgers to a World Series, they have three healthy starting pitchers. Right. And what Phillips was out now. He's left off the World Series roster. So, I mean, their pitching staff is just devastated. And if that son of a gun wills them to a World Series, you can make the argument that this is the greatest season that I've ever seen in my life, with the exception of Barry Bonds juiced up, because that was a whole other thing.
And he's not even pitching.
Yeah, he's not even pitching. So
what if he does?
They said no. Dave Roberts said there is zero chance.
Because there were rumors, what, like 6 weeks ago that he could be?
Well, and I guess he's throwing some BP and stuff.
Yeah.
Dave Roberts, I read it either a day or two ago, just said that there is zero chance he's going to pitch.
That's what
I'll be rooting for is just...
Comes out in a wheelchair and they're like, Shohei Ohtani's going to pitch!
Some weird Kirk Gibson tribute he just rolls out there.
Ooh, what if he hits a home run and he does the Kirk Gibson... fist pumps.
Oh yeah,
you know when Gibby was hobbling around second base.
Yeah, the fireman sort of thing as he's limping around.
He should do a little homage.
Yeah, they do the little weird. I don't know
it's
where
like a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
thing.
They do the Mickey Mouse thing. You know,
I was going to ask what that was.
Do we know where that started?
No idea.
Okay.
Well,
it's
anyway.
Better than bringing the boom.
Well, I mean, we also on the same very same team. We have the Dong Dap. You know,
yes,
Kike and Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux, yeah, the Dong Dap. I'm not gonna lie, I find that to be fat. I like
you love it.
I do. I think it's great.
It's incredible.
A couple of bros got together and was like, "Hey, let's touch penises. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's amazing. It's amazing.
I'm just rooting for Shohei to have a big moment. Not just a big series, but like a big a moment.
A walk-off. A Joe Carter moment. A bases clearing. Yes. Idea. Yeah.
I just think he deserves it. Yeah. That dude is 18 for his last 22 with runners in scoring position.
It's incredible.
It's he's hitting .818 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just, no, it's that. I'm sorry, that stat is with runners on base. Not just in scoring position, but it's incredible.
Even so.
Yeah, it's stupid good. And then, you know, Danny, who, by the way, looks like he's dealing cocaine in the south of Florida right now. I mean, holy geez. He's got a whole look going on right now. He, like, if you're at a festival and you need to find drugs, just look for Danny.
Also, I wouldn't flick a lighter around either. There's enough product in there to have whole place go up.
But he brought up the fact, like, who would you choose? Like, if you had the top three in lineups, when you look at what the Yankees and the Dodgers are rolling out, you have two historically good tops of the order in this game.
So who would you take? Torres, Soto, Judge, or Shohei, Betts, Freeman?
Dodgers.
Me too.
I mean, look, the Yankees lineup is stupid good, and Stanton all of a sudden has decided that he's going to be great too. But if you're just talking those three, as good as the Yankees lineup is, dude, you got three MVPs. If Freddie Freeman is healthy, that to me is a no-brainer. It's just, and that's saying something because the Yankees' top three are ridiculous.
You know,
and
wild?
Yet the Dodgers are better.
I don't think Soto has an MVP, does he?
I don't think so.
Even without that?
He's got a World Series MVP, doesn't he, though?
If you add Clayton Kershaw, who obviously is out, but if you add him, you have six MVPs in this series. Six! You got Ohtani, Judge, who, and by the way, this will be the second time since 1988 that will likely involve both MVPs from, you know, like that season in the World Series.
Yeah, because Judge will win it in the American League and Ohtani.
And their contracts combined are only $1.06 billion.
Mm.
So that's all.
Instead of Ohtani's getting paid like $7 because it's all deferred. And no, I guess Soto does not have an MVP. I thought he was the World Series MVP, but he is not. So he is a World Series champion, but he has never won a MVP.
But you have Ohtani, Judge, Freeman, Betts, Stanton. Five MVPs will play in the series, and then if Kershaw were healthy, there'd be six, and that would be an all-time record.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for the offseason where the Dodgers give Juan Soto $70 million, and then you go Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Soto.
No way.
And then at that point, do you hate the Dodgers because it's the evil empire? Because the Dodgers, for whatever reason, the Dodgers don't get the evil empire crap.
Yes, they do. Make no mistake, from a Royals fan, they definitely do.
Well,
it's just that the Yankee, Shohei makes them likable. And when they're going up against the Yankees, under no circumstances can we root for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And I mean none.
Yeah.
The Yankees are the worst of all of them. It's just, Dodgers are right there, but if I had to pick one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Ohtani.
Yeah. The Dodgers are creeping up into that, FU category, and wait until they go in the offseason and buy Juan Soto. It's like there is some whispers that they may be in because they're not paying Ohtani anything.
Well, what then are the Yankees going to do? Go get Ohtani for $800 million? I mean, I know they can't.
Yeah, they can't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You get my point. My point is that I don't know what the combined payrolls of these teams are. Dodgers are only fifth.
Yeah, but again, I don't think that doesn't take into account Ohtani. If you added $70 million to it.
Yeah, because he's only making like $28 million this year or something.
Something like that.
He's supposed to get 70.
I didn't even think it was that much.
I think it is. I think he gets $28
million
a year.
I thought it was like $2 million.
Yeah, I thought it was like $2
million. Oh.
Or maybe the 20 was like part of the signing
bonus or
something.
What I read was $28 million on, what's that website?
I thought so much of it was deferred.
What's the salary website?
He's only getting
$2
million.
Like
Spot Track?
Is that what it is? Or
yeah, no.
Sport Track?
Shohei Ohtani, $700 million over 10 seasons, $680 is deferred. So he is going to make $2 million a year for the next 10 years. So if you add, the payroll thing is screwy because you got to add $68 million extra to the Dodgers and that would take...
Oh. Well, if we do that,
so they would go from, they're at 240, and you add $70 million to that. All of a sudden, you're not the Yankees. Actually, you are. You're the same as the Yankees.
Yankees
you're below
the
Mets.
Yep, you're tied with the Yanks.
Tied with the Yanks.
Yep. Stupid.
So it's, you know,
and you get why small market teams fans can't stand these two.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you had the money,
get a freaking salary.
But at the same time.
God.
give the Yankees and Dodgers credit, because what we do bitch is when a team is a bunch of cheap bastards. And I know the Dodgers and Yankees make more money, but at least they commit. At least they spend. I love that as a Mets fan. I love that the Mets spend money. It's not my money. I don't get it. They don't lower.
So even if it goes wrong for them, it's not coming out of your, you're out there losing it.
No one, if a team is a cheap ass, no one lowers seat prices. Never before has a team been like, you know what, we're being very fiscally responsible right now. And as part of that, we're cutting your season tickets by 20%. Doesn't happen. So well, I love it. Spend.
There are two things that have happened that have helped smaller market teams or teams that don't have those budgets. One is analytics.
Yes.
And that was started by Billy Beane and the A's, but it's really blossomed to where teams, smaller market teams, can compete with these guys without spending that kind of money. But, it's not that the Yankees and Dodgers win it every year. You certainly don't by spending that kind of money, but it makes it so much easier to stay good.
Sure.
And if you
can miss and you can recover.
And if you look at who is winning World Series, it's not every year, but most of the time they come within the top 10 of, or they're inside the top 10 of payroll.
Sure. I'm trying to look at the last time we had the Rangers aren't cheap. They spent. Astros, Braves.
No, the Rangers spent a ton of money on that team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They basically bought that team.
Bought the team. Astros, Braves, Dodgers, Nationals, Sox, Astros. Royals. I mean, you got to go back to Kansas City.
Royals, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go back to Kansas City.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll wrap up World Series talk coming up next, and then sexy college football weekend is ahead. We will take a look at that on The Fan. Hot man of increase news.
Oh, what do we got?
Buck's little kid is saying that now.
No. He's not saying that. He's not old enough. He's not the talking one. So close. But the one who's learning to walk right now, when he pulls himself up on something, that stupid drop has just been in my head. So I look at it when his little head pops up over the coffee table or whatever, and I go, being a man of increase?
Being a man of increase?
And he gets this big gaping grin. He absolutely loves the Jameis drop.
The wife hates it.
She's like, what are you doing? What is that?
Nice. So she's against him being a man.
No. She's like, what is that? And then I start explaining to Deshaun Watson and why people are booing and why Jameis is talking. And she's like, no.
I feel like your wife doesn't want anyone to be a man of increase because that threatens her authority. And we all know who has the authority in the Buckley household.
Being a man of increase?
Not in your house.
So did you hear that old ladies in Japan are going crazy over Shohei because the game, because of the time difference, a lot of the games are on early in the morning, and the only people up are old ladies.
So they're just, they're...
Yeah, and they're all like, all the grandmas are gathering at each other's houses and watching Shohei in Japan.
I'll tell you what, my house is a buzz. Whenever, no one cares when I watch anything at my house. No one gives a rip, especially when I turn on baseball. But when the Dodgers are playing, I'm telling you, they're like little meek rats that just show up out of nowhere. And if I don't tell them that Ohtani's up, then everyone gets all pissy at me. And I'm pretty certain that my gal gets all hot and bothered. I think when Ohtani does something good, I know it's going to be a good night for me. I'm not the one she's thinking about. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Thank you, Shohei. Thank you.
Being a man of increase?
Yes, I am.
These teams last played in 1981 in the World Series.
Fernando Valenzuela. Wait, I just had a swagger, I think. Sorry about that. I did not need to Latin up Fernando.
Can you name the rest of the Dodgers rotation from 1981?
The rest of the Dodgers were...
any of them?
Probably not. I mean, that was before Hershiser. He wasn't there.
There were only four of them.
Yeah, like there wasn't the the fifth starter anymore.
Bert Hooten. Jerry Royce and Bob Welch.
You know what? If you had given me some time, I'll bet you I could have come up with Bob Welch.
And the closer, you should get this.
The closer for the Dodgers?
Yep.
I should get this.
He liked cocaine.
Good hint.
Oh! Now I'm drawing a blank.
Steve Howe.
Ow.
You know who the closer for the Yankees was?
Steve Howe was the closer? I always think of Steve Howe doing coke in New York.
No, it was L.A.
What didn't he played in New York, though. Steve Howe, right?
He may have played in New York, too, but he was. I remember him as the closer of the Dodgers.
Mm. Yeah, I can't say that I remember that.
You know who the closer of the Yankees was in 1981?
I think that's Goose, right?
Goose.
Yeah.
Goose Gossage.
That one I knew. Did Goose like coke? He's got that mustache.
They had, so I'm looking at these lineups. How many guys can you name from that series? I can name quite a few, actually, now that I'm looking at them.
So, what, Ron Say would have been...
that makes it easier, having
Steve Garvey was there, right?
Yep, Garvey.
Did we have Dusty?
Dusty Baca.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was out there. Bill Russell, Davey Lopes, Mike Socha.
Oh, Davey Lopes.
Pedro Guerrero.
Oh, there you go.
He was good. Hit 300 that year. Ken Landro.
Boy, that's you're going old school. The Yankees.
It was 1981.
I know. I just, some of those names. Yankees, like Willie Randolph would have been there, right?
They had Dave Winfield, Reggie Jackson, Jerry Mumphrey, Bucky Dent, Willie Randolph, Bob Watson, Rick Cerrone, and Bobby Mercer.
Okay.
And Oscar Gamble came off the bench. And Sweet Lou Piniella was on that team.
Sweet Lou was there, huh?
Yeah.
What did Sweet Lou's fat butt play?
He
didn't play that much, did he?
An outfielder. He played in 60 games for them.
Okay.
Hit a whopping 277.
Hey, 277 in today's game? This was kind of Will Clark's point. He had 277 and played in 60 games. 277, you're a GD All-Star right now.
Now, the Dodgers' rotation was Tommy John, Ron Guidry, Dave Righetti, Rick Rushel, and then they had Rudy May and Gene Nelson. They had some injuries, but those guys started a bunch of games for him.
Interesting. And by the way, you said the Dodgers. That's the Yankees staff.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
you said Dodgers. Yeah,
yeah, you said Dodgers, but I knew.
Yeah. Bert Hooten.
I used to love me some Dave Righetti.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Giants pitching coach for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. He also threw a no-hitter for the Yankees on the 4th of July. Doesn't get more American than that.
No, that is very America.
Well, guys, enjoy it. Game one is tonight. Starts at 5, I think, a little after 5.
I am stoked.
Suk and I have our Dodgers pom-poms in here. We cannot let the Yankees win a World Series.
No.
We can't do that.
No offense to the great Mike
Lynch. They have 27 of them.
Who I love and are thinking about, but yes. No.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, suck it. I rooted
for... cheese!
There are times where I have tried to support the Yankees in favor of Mike, but this is the World Series. No, I can't do
get
it.
Get out of here with the Yankees.
Can't do it. Plus, I think that if I rooted against... the only reason I was allowed to root against Shohei Ohtani was they were playing the Mets, and even that was a very dicey proposition in my house. I tried to back it up with the fact that we have our own Japanese star, and she wanted to hear nothing of it. Didn't matter. Didn't matter that we had the old...
You're speaking Japanese.
The ghost fork. Didn't work.
All right, we got to move on. College football. It's a good little weekend.
It is.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
We're going to get to some of that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.